The U.S. Army announced this month that the 172nd Stryker Brigade will be home from Iraq by Christmas. This is welcome news to families in Alaska who had expected the soldiers to wrap up their year-long tour in Iraq 2 months ago. During their extended deployment, five soldiers were killed. The first killed was Staff Sergeant Eugene Alex. And as other families start the countdown to the holidays, the Alex family is leaving Alaska. From member station KUAC, Libby Casey reports.
Melissa Alex is used to moving with the Army, but this move feels more urgent.
I need to leave before the homecoming. It'd be too hard to see the guys that my husband was among and know that he's not there. The holidays are coming. No one to come home to us.
Staff Sergeant Eugene Alex did come home from Iraq a year ago on medical leave. An explosion left him with a concussion, numbing pain down his arms, and lapses in memory. Despite that, Eugene wanted nothing more than to return to the war zone. Last November, while home in Fairbanks, he explained why.
I'm guilty because I'm here. I miss my soldiers. You know, that's probably one of the things that's on my mind almost every day.
Eugene said the death of a close friend only made him want to go back more and help protect the other soldiers.
I think, why can't I be there? And I push myself all the time. You know, my wife gets on me that I need to slow down because I'm going to end up hurting myself worse if I don't.
When Eugene did go back, he was assigned maintenance duty as he recovered. Then in July, just 3 days before his unit was scheduled to come home, the tour was extended. Eugene asked his commanders if he could now go back out on patrol. They told him to call home and talk it over with Melissa.
As a military wife, you're always worried. You always have the thought, this happens to somebody else. Lightning doesn't strike twice. He's already been hurt. This deployment, nothing more can happen. So I just figured he has a job to do, and when he's done, he'll come home.
So Eugene went out on patrol. Melissa says in the final phone calls, he was happy and proud. But on Eugene's 32nd birthday, Melissa got another call. Her husband had been shot and was on life support in a hospital in Germany. He would not recover. As Melissa left to be with him, she asked a girlfriend to take away the welcome home signs and cards the children had made for their dad a few weeks before.
Nina took him home, and she had him in her laundry room because she said she just didn't have the heart to throw him away like I asked her to. My daughter found it this morning, and she wasn't sad. She didn't cry. She was thrilled. She's like, look, there's the card I made for my daddy.
Melissa says she's remembering the good times.
He's got this contagious giggle, you know, and he comes from his toes, and then just him playing with the kids when we were home. Just being with Eugene was satisfaction enough. And I was content. I loved my life.
Melissa sees her husband in her children and says she'll always have a piece of him in them.
I look at those kids and I know that if I'm okay, they're okay. And then, you know, my husband's voice telling me, oh, keep going, baby. Come on, keep going. You can do this.
Staff Sergeant Eugene Alex is survived by his wife Melissa and their children Austin, Zachary, and Autumn. The family is settling into a new house in Reese, Michigan, Eugene's hometown. Melissa says she wants the children to grow up around people who remember him. For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey in Fairbanks, Alaska.